USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite criticism from Democrats and some Republicans about his stand on Saudi Arabia, President Trump is praising the kingdom this morning, tweeting, quote, oil prices getting lower, great, like a big tax cut for America and the world. He adds, enjoy, thank you to Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, the president said the U.S. remains a steadfast ally of Saudi Arabia despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
I've lived in Malibu for 35 years, and it seems like it always happens this way. The fires and then the floods.
Malibu resident and reality star Brody Jenner there, as heavy rains are starting to affect northern and southern California. In the south, the Woolsey Fire burn zone could see some serious mudslides. To the north, 81 people are now confirmed dead from the campfire. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
A new report claims that President Trump wanted to, and in fact tried, to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey earlier this year. The report in the New York Times says former White House counsel Don McGahn ended up telling Trump that ordering a prosecution of the two would raise allegations of abuse of power. It's unclear what charges Trump was wanting to level against the two. Forecasters on the East Coast are warning this could be the coldest Thanksgiving ever. A high-pressure system from the Arctic will be descending on the Northeast tomorrow, and temperatures could plunge into the 20s or the low 20s, and with wind chills even worse. The cold could be a big issue at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade in Manhattan, where because of the winds, some of the big balloons may have to be grounded. And actor Robert De Niro and his wife are splitting up after 20 years of marriage. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Authorities now believe they have solved a 1969 murder of a Harvard student, as Middlesex County investigators have revealed the new DNA testing and analysis have been completed in the cold case known as the Jane Britton case. They say serial rapist Michael Sumter was to blame. Sumter died in 2001. He's been linked to two other murders of women that he didn't know. He was 54 when he died of cancer while on parole. A well-known news host reportedly in line for quite a big payoff to leave a major network. Reports are Megyn Kelly, who celebrated her 48th birthday just last Sunday, is working to finalize a $30 million exit from NBC after being dumped from her 9 a.m. time slot on Today last month after questioning why it was racist to wear blackface for Halloween. She'd gotten off to a rocky start at NBC when she launched a poorly received news magazine Sunday with Megyn Kelly early in her tenure, but then shifted focus to that 9 a.m. hour beginning in September of 2017. But her first few weeks on the air there were choppy, as she had uncomfortable on-air exchanges with a number of guests, including famously Jane Fonda.
You're not proud to admit you've had work done. Why not?
We really want to talk about that.
Kelly also early on that program had a run-in with a couple of members of the cast of Will and Grace. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.